Welcome to Bundesliga Recap. In this episode, I will recap match day 4, but first, I'll recap how Bundesliga teams did in Europe. First up, Bayern Munich. They had probably one of the most anticipated matches of the fixture list so far. It ended with a 4-3 game between them and Bayern Munich. It was a pretty interesting one. I don't really know how this game got to 4-3. It was kind of weird. So Sané started off with a goal, 1-0. Then Gnabry added a second, 2-0. Højlund got one back from Manchester United. Then Kane got a penalty, put it to 3-1. Then Casemiro got it to 3-2 in the 88th. Then Tell got it to 4-2. And then Casemiro got another in the 90+5th, so it ended up being 4-3. Bayern never really had, I mean, once Kane scored that penalty, they always had a two-goal, at least like a goal cushion. So it wasn't super nerve-wracking, but Bayern did lead in expected goals. They had more shots on target. 3 out of 4 Bayern Munich shots on target went in. Not great for Stefan Ullreich. Not his best match, but not really Bayern's best match either. Kane gets some goal and assist, and he looked good. Musiala looked good. Gnabry got a goal. Sané got a goal. Kimmich got an assist. The defense looked shaky, especially Upamecano, and I'm really wondering if De Ligt is the best choice alongside Kim, because it seems like Kim's playing in every partnership. It's just kind of, is it Upamecano? Is it De Ligt? And I think right now I would lean more towards De Ligt, but that's not 100%. Other than that, it was a pretty decent performance from Bayern. I mean, Casemiro, I mean, this just tells you how whack this game was. Casemiro played terribly, got 2 goals, and then all of a sudden, you can't say he played that bad. So, now, this isn't the greatest performance for Bayern Munich, but it's a whack game. They won it, and now they're top of the table. Copenhagen and Galatasaray tied, so that leaves Bayern at the top with 3 points. On October 3rd, they'll play Copenhagen in a match that Bayern, I would expect to win. It is away, but you expect Bayern to beat Copenhagen. Neuer's still out, Guerrero's out, De Ligt could be out for a few days, but I think he'll be in for that, he'll be back for that match. So far, I just don't see anyone in this group really threatening Bayern. I think Bayern will, they could continue their streak of really being in like invincible in the group stage. I think they could win all 6, and it's not that far-fetched. Manchester United are really not playing well right now, and Copenhagen and Galatasaray just do not have the weapons to play Bayern Munich. Although Galatasaray does have some big names, and this kind of shocked me when I was looking at their team. You have Mauro Icardi, Hakim Ziyech. I mean, like, those are some really notable names up at the top. You got Dries Mertens, Sergio Oliveira, Karim Demirbay, Lucas Torreira, Tanguy Adombele. I mean, those are like Wilfred Zaha. I mean, those are some really notable names that they have on their team. And I think that's, I mean, it's a sign of intent that Galatasaray is really pushing for the second spot. I don't know if they're going to give any problems to Bayern, but I mean, they've got quality. So, I mean, I think Bayern, I think they'll be second. I think Manchester United are just really weak right now, and I don't see them really pushing forward. And Galatasaray, I think, might actually give Bayern a challenge with the talent they have on their roster. One moment of individual brilliance could really upset that. Moving on to another team in the Champions League, Union Berlin. Yeah, this one's really unfortunate. I think Union Berlin were really hard done by to get to go away. I mean, the keeper had an unbelievable performance. Frederick Renouo, his expected goals faced was 2.61. Shot, like, that's how many goals are expected when they shoot. And I mean, he saved so many, and it took a 90+4th minute winner from who else? Jude Bellingham. And I mean, yeah, Real Madrid realistically should have won this game, which they do. But I think Union Berlin in this group, looking at it, they didn't play that well in this match, but it's at the Santiago Bernabeu against Real Madrid. They're just happy to be there. There's a cool story. Union Berlin, when they were in like the fourth tier, they had a chant that's Real Madrid in the name, so they got to go to Madrid and sing that chant. That's pretty cool. That just shows you kind of the levels between these two clubs. But I still think Union Berlin are not going to finish last. No offense to Braga, but I just don't see them having more talent than Union. And Union's been such a well-oiled machine that I think they will still get third. I don't really think they can challenge Napoli, but I think they can definitely fall into the Europa League. And I do not think they're going to get knocked out completely. Another team that played, Dortmund versus PSG. Yeah, this is looking really bad for Dortmund. I just don't understand how Dortmund have fallen this far from grace. I mean, they almost won, let's not forget, they almost won the Bundesliga title. Now, a lot of that had to do that Bayern did not play that well in the league last year. They didn't have a striker. They just didn't really look that uniformed. I mean, the top goal scorer, I think, had like 15 goals or something. That's just not how Bayern works. But in this game, PSG, I don't know if this is like how it's going to play out, but I don't know if losing Neymar and Messi was the worst thing for PSG. They still have Mbappe. They've kind of had a weird start to the league, but I mean, Hakimi got a goal in this one. Mbappe got a goal. Vitinha looked good, and they just looked like way more like a team. And they played Dortmund off the park, and they deservedly won, and I don't think it was really a close manner. I mean, Dortmund only got one shot on target. So it just was not where Dortmund's level should be. And I think it's just really, really sad that Dortmund just have no attack. I mean, really for me, I just don't see them having a ton of attack. Marcel Sabitzer gets injured in this one. That's a big loss for them. I mean, they've got Gio Reyna coming back. Moukoko's on the bench. Allaire's on the bench. It just shows you, like, they really just don't have anyone they can really go to. I mean, right now, Ezen Terzic is just tying any lineup, anyone, who will fit, who can actually show that they deserve to play. So I think that's the really biggest issue for Dortmund. It's just a lack of fluidity. And honestly, I just do not see them going anywhere in this tournament. And with this group of death they've been stuck in, I think they're going to get dead last. I think Newcastle get a point from Milan. I think Newcastle got a little bit lucky in that game. But right now, Newcastle is way better than Dortmund, and I think Milan and PSG are on another level even beyond that. So, yeah, I just think Dortmund's quite a few steps below PSG and a few steps below Milan and Newcastle. So, I do not see them progressing. Moving on to the Bundesliga team that actually did win was Leipzig. They won 3-1 against Young Boys. Simikan, Schlager, and Sesko all get goals. They look pretty good in this one. It's pretty comprehensive victory. I mean, they were leading in every stat. They didn't really give that many chances to Young Boys. 3 shots on target. Leipzig had 9. I mean, way higher quality chances for Leipzig. I mean, they really just took care of business. Big win for them. Now, they're stuck in a group with Manchester City. It seems like they play Manchester City a lot. But I think it's going to be really tough to beat Manchester City or even compete with them in this group, but I think they'll be comfortably second. I do not think Zvezda from Serbia, I do not think they're going to challenge them at all. I just do not see their talent compared to Leipzig's, and they just beat Young Boys 3-1. So, yeah, I just do not see Leipzig really having any trouble to get out of this group, and this was a really good comprehensive victory from them. I mean, now moving on to the Europa League, where two Bundesliga teams do play. Freiburg, the first one, they win 3-2 against Olympiakos, and this was a tight one. Roland Solai gets the first goal for Freiburg in the 9th minute, an equalizer by Kaibi. From Olympiakos, and then Grifo got a penalty and stoppage time in the first half. Kaibi equalizes again, and then Maximilian Philipp comes in clutch and gets the winner, gives Freiburg 3 points. Now, this group, I actually think Freiburg could have a bit of trouble with. West Ham, I think, has more quality than Freiburg, but Freiburg is a good, decent unit. I think could test that. But Olympiacos, I do not think they're a team that's going to get put away this easily. I think they could come back into these spots. And with a bottom fever from Serbia as well, and I just do not see them really pushing anyone in this group. So I think they could lose all six, which could really leave a fight between West Ham, Freiburg, and Olympiacos for those top two spots. But a huge win for Freiburg against Olympiacos. And they can really look to build off of that. And with those 3 points, they really take a huge step in this group. I was impressed by, by Roman Saloy. He gets a goal. He hasn't had the greatest start to the Bundesliga, only one goal in the five matches. Vincenzo Grifo gets a goal. He has not got a goal in the Bundesliga so far, so maybe that helps him there. But overall, pretty good match from them. Good on them to get the victory. Another Bundesliga team, the only other one in the Europa League as of now, Leverkusen 4, Hakan 0. Wirtz gets a goal in the 10th minute, Aidi gets a goal in the 16th, Boniface in the 67th, and then Hoffman in the 70th. Yeah, really comprehensive victory. I mean, it never looked in doubt. 3.5 expected goals to 0.44 for Hakan. So yeah, just absolute domination. This is a really good performance from Leipzig, and there's no one to test them in this group. Molde, no, and then the team from Azerbaijan will definitely not challenge them. So I think this is a pretty easy group for Leipzig to top, and will be really good for them to get that automatic spot in the round of 16 in the Europa League. Everyone looked pretty good in this one. Victor Boniface, goal and assist. It's kind of seemed normal for him. Wirtz gets a goal and an assist. He's looked good in the Bundesliga so far. I mean, Alidi, the Morocco center forward, this was really good for him. He's got one goal in the Bundesliga so far, and he's only had limited minutes. He's only had 27 minutes, so that's good for him. But a goal and an assist, playing 90 minutes plus, really good for him. Good experience, Granit Xhaka. I mean, everyone on Leverkusen looked really good. So, yeah, you can't really say anything bad about this team right now. They're absolutely flying. And with a pretty easy group in the Europa League, yeah, I just really do not see them getting challenged much at all. I think that will be pretty easy. And I think both teams in the Bundesliga, Freiburg and Leverkusen, will get through. Frankfurt are the only team in the Europa Conference League, and they get a 2-1 win over Aberdeen. Marmoush, 11th-minute penalty, equalized by Pulivar for Aberdeen in the 22nd minute, and then Roman Koch, 61st-minute winner. Now, it's not always the greatest to have your center back get the winner, but this wasn't the worst performance from Frankfurt. It wasn't that great, though. They didn't win it that comprehensively, and I still think they've got a lot of attacking issues. I mean, Marmoush gets a goal, but it's off a penalty. So I just don't see where the attacking depth, the different ways you can attack, the variations. I don't see it from Frankfurt. Now I still think they're going to get out of this group. It's relatively weak, but I just don't see them going super far in this competition without a lot of attacking pieces, especially since they're having to rely on a center back for a last minute winner. So yeah, it's not a great situation in Frankfurt, and they really need to sort this attack out. But moving on from Bundesliga teams in Europe, we're going to go to this fifth match day, which started off with the game on Friday, Stuttgart getting a 3-1 win over Darmstadt. Now, guess who scored two goals? Grassi. Again, I don't know what is up with this guy. He is scoring goals for fun and making it look ridiculously easy as well. He's got an assist in this one as well. Two goals and an assist. Obviously, man of the match. And now he's sitting on, again, he still has the most goals in the European top five leagues with 10. It's absolutely insane. He's only played 5 matches. He's averaging a goal every 43 minutes. So less than a half played, he'll score. So, I mean, he's definitely not going to keep this up. But, again, he's one goal away from what he had all season last year. in the Bundesliga, where he played 1,600 minutes and averaged a goal every 150, which is pretty respectable. He's played 433 minutes, is averaging one every for 43 minutes. So yeah, I mean, he's playing on a different level right now. They get another goal from Milit. Pretty good from him. He's 21 years old. He's got two goals in the season, and he's looked pretty good for them. Could be a new talent. So this Stuttgart team, they've got four wins. They are sitting on 12 points. They're one off the lead. I mean, who would have thought that? I mean, they've had such a good start to the season. They have had a relatively easy schedule. They lost the only game that I would say that they played a really top team. They've blown Bochum out. They blew Freiburg out. They've had 2-3-1 games against Mainz and Darmstadt. The only thing is they did lose pretty badly 5-1 to Leipzig, so I just don't know how they're going to compete with the top teams, but with the bottom teams, they seem to be smashing them right now. Darmstadt, I'm really worried about their attack. I just do not see where all the goals are going to come from, and right now they're sitting on 6 goals, so I don't know. I just don't see it. They only got 1 point from the first 5 match days, and this game, their only goal came from Don Axel Zagadou own goal. So yeah, it's just not looking really bright for them. On to Saturday's matches. Augsburg 2-1 winners over Mainz. Mainz jumped out to an early lead, only to be silenced by a Dimitrovic brace. He's looked good in so far. He's got 3 goals and 3 assists. He's expected to leave the team, though. He'll come back in late October. Big blow for Augsburg, as he's been their brightest starter of the season. They'll have to rely on others to support, which is not great because he's been on such fire that, I mean, you really want to keep his momentum going. Other than that, though, this is a huge win for Augsburg, their first of the season, and they finally get out of that, out of the depths, and now they're on 5 points, so pretty big points. Mainz, dead last. They're tied for Darmstadt on goal difference. They just had less goals. They've only scored 1 goal in their first five matches. They've looked, only 4 goals in their first 5 matches. They've just not looked good at all. They do not look smooth. They have a striker who's sitting on 1 goal. Aruke. I'm definitely been messing that name up. But this team just, I don't know, Bo Svensson, I believe in him that he'll sort this defense out. I just do not think that this offense has really any stars. Kerim Onsiwu just proved that he just does not have the talent to carry a team. Last year he got 10 goals. Maybe he can find that form, but I just don't see it with relative little service. Denny DaCosta, veteran guy, got an assist in this one, but again, he's injured till late October, so it just seems like every positive for Mainz keeps going away, and I do not see this team really progressing anywhere in the Bundesliga, and I think they're definitely going to be in that relegation battle as they sit bottom right now. Bayern absolutely trashed Bochum 7-0. This game was out of the picture early. It wasn't close whatsoever. Kane had an amazing day. 3 goals, 2 assists. Brings his total of the season to 7 goals and 3 assists in 5 matches. Now, you think he'd be leading the goal scoring, but he's not, because Stuttgart have the striker on fire right now. Sané gets a goal. Choupo-Moting gets a goal. And that's basically what I want to talk about, the Choupo-Moting effect, because I think he played way higher than Kane did. So if they might drop Kane maybe behind Choupo-Moting, maybe that's a new strategy and a wrinkle Thomas Tuchel has. Maybe he just wants to know if he can go to that in a meaningful Champions League game or a top-end league clash if some things aren't working. I don't know if that's what he's planning on half, but it worked well today, and Kane really benefited. Sané gets a goal. Coman gets an assist. Kimmich gets an assist. Mazraoui gets an assist. Delict gets a goal. I mean, everyone feasted. Matthijs Tel continues his hot start to the season with 3 goals in 80 minutes. So he's looked really, really good, including getting a goal in the Champions League. So I think he can definitely be considered for more minutes. Big issue, though, in this one was the Delict getting injured. It should just be a knock, but we'll see. You never quite know. But overall, not worried at all for Bayern. They sit up top of the, top of the league. They had the draw with Leverkusen, but I still think that, I mean, they're still odds on favorites to go win the title. Bochum, yeah, this isn't looking great. They've had two or three draws, and they had one against Dortmund, so that's not bad, but getting trashed, this is not good. They've only found the net four times, so they just really don't have an attacking threat like the other teams at the bottom. So, I mean, in this game, yeah, it was not pretty, but they still have some hope, but it's going to be a tough job for Thomas Lech to keep them up. They're definitely going to be in the relegation battle alongside Darmstadt and Mainz. Dortmund 1, Wolfsburg 0. Dortmund look, again, just shaky. They do not look like they didn't. I mean, they statistically dominated, but watching the match, it doesn't look like they're clearly the better team, like the Dortmund domination that happened more of what last year. And it really shows I just do not like their recruiting strategy this summer. They didn't go after young players like they usually have. They went after, like, Bundesliga veterans, and it just has not paid off. And I think it's a real issue for them, because you look at Leverkusen, who did go after youngsters, and it did pay off. And so I just don't see really where Dortmund's going to go this season. They're sitting sixth. Now, the top of the table's, I mean, they're only 2 points off of, or, yeah, 2 points off of first. But they've drawn two games. They haven't lost yet, but they haven't really played any huge teams, and they have not looked great. Another 1-0 game, Leipzig get a win over Gladbach. I'll talk about Leipzig first. Not a great game for them. Didn't really feel like they created a whole ton of chances in this one, but they get the win. That's the most important thing. Timo Werner comes off the bench, gets the clutch goal. Really, maybe that earns him some more time under Marco Rosa, but huge win for Leipzig. They'll take the 3 points. They'll move on. Now, the biggest issue in this game for me is how Gladbach have started the season. Now, it seems like they started the season exactly how they did last season. They're at the bottom of the table. They're on 2 points. They're 15th. And that's only because Cologne, Darmstadt, and Mainz have 1 point. So, they haven't won a game yet. They've lost three games, drawn two. And they found the net some. They just cannot keep it out. This game was probably their best for defensive, but again, they can't score, so just seems like nothing has really clicked yet. And Gerardo Sione could be a little bit under fire. We'll see. We'll keep that track and see if he gets any under duress for his spot. Moving on, 2-0 win for Hoffenheim. This one shocked me a bit. Union Berlin looked good, looked okay against Madrid. Tough result there. Come home back to Hoffenheim, or back to their home stadium in Berlin, and get beat 2-0 by Hoffenheim. And it's a Kramaric penalty and a Bieler goal, and it just did not look like Union had much of a response. I mean, they had quite a few chances, but nothing really looked huge and really promising. But for Hoffenheim, Maximilian Bier gets his fourth goal of the season. It's really good for them to have a striker. The issue with him is he did go off pretty early in this match, so you don't quite know how he'll be feeling through the... It could have been just a tactical change, but it seemed like there could have been some injury with him, so hopefully he gets back quick. Kramaric gets a goal off the penalty. He's had a decent start to the season. So if they're getting goals, I think Hoffenheim will be really good. Pellegrino Matarazzo has them playing how he likes, and when that happens, it's usually a pretty good sign. He's been a pretty successful manager in the Bundesliga. He kept Stuttgart up for a while, so that was quite impressive. Moving on to the last and final game on Saturday, Werder Bremen 2, Cologne 1, Borer and Mina, get the goals, and Davy Selke gets the goals for Cologne. But I really like that Werder Bremen started Rafael Santos Borer. It's his first goal. He didn't have the greatest game, but He only really had two chances, but the one chance he did, the one big one, he converted. And I think this is the strike partnership that I would really like to see from Werder. Barrera is older, he's 28, but he does show, I think, talent that I just don't really see anywhere else from Werder Bremen. Justin Nmecha gets the other goal. He comes on. He's the only other option that I could see challenging Barrera for that last spot. He also gets a goal. He's 22 years old, so maybe they want to improve him as the talent and push him forward. But, yeah, I just don't see a huge reason to get, I think having those three, Barrera, Dusch, and Nmecha, up top is a really positive thing, but they've got to find a partnership with Dusch soon, I believe, really to be successful this season. He gets an assist in this one. Huge win for Werder Bremen overall. Second win of the season, they're on 6 points. Get out of that. Right now, they're out of that relegation battle, which is, I think, as long as they can finish mid-table this season, it'll be a pretty successful campaign. Cologne, on the other hand, still really struggling. Only 1 point. They finally get a goal. I mean, they've only had 4 goals in 5 matches. Their defense has conceded 9 goals, which isn't the biggest issue. And, I mean, under Stefan Baumgart, you expect them to have a good defense, and that they've had a decent one this season. The biggest issue is just cannot find the net. Davy Selke gets a goal in this win, and you can rely on him for a decent amount of contribution up top. And this was his second goal of the season. So as long as he can get 10 to 15 goals in the season, that'll be really positive for them. The issue with Cologne is that I just do not see a whole ton of like quality that pops out to me. And we'll just have to see. They need to get some momentum going and really need a win and 3 points. Moving on to Sunday's games. Leverkusen 4, Heidenheim 1. I mean, Boniface gets 2, Hoffman gets 1, Alidi gets 1. I mean, it's just really good. Palacios with 2 assists, Grimaldo with an assist. I mean, overall, just a really positive game from Leverkusen. Again, dominating the stats, dominating the ball, playing exactly how Xavi Alonso would want them. It's really fun soccer to watch. And I mean, everything is just clicking for Leverkusen. And I think they're what Dortmund usually are. They're fun to watch. They got all this young talent that's popping off. And that's exactly what's happening, except it's not Dortmund. I mean, you bring in all these really, they had young players that were exciting, like Frimpong, Jonathan Tah's fun to watch, big dominant center back, Edmund Tapsoba's a good center back, but they bring in Grimaldo, Xhaka, Hoffman, and Boniface, and then you've got Wirtz from last year. I mean, like all these young talents, it's just really fun to watch. The final game of the day was a 0-0 draw between Frankfurt and Freiburg. Two teams that have had interesting starts this season. They're 8th and 9th, both on 7 points. Frankfurt have not lost, but they've had 4 draws. Freiburg have lost twice, but have 2 wins. So it just shows the different ways they've got to 7 points. And I think it's more worrying for Frankfurt, I would say. I mean, Freiburg have a lot higher negative goal differential. They've got -4. Or -5, or not Freiburg, sorry. Frankfurt have a +1, but they've conceded 3. So their defense, I mean, is absolutely amazing. Dino Topmuller has done a fantastic job solidifying this defense. It's just the issue with going forward. And I've said it earlier. I just don't see a whole lot of quality. And that's the biggest issue for both these teams, who I don't think will be in the relegation battle, but I think both want to be pushing for Europe, and I just don't see the huge promise they show just in the attacking side. That will do it for this week's Bundesliga recap. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Bye.